Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez Toledo reports about four Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. Washington Mutual, Lehman Brothers, Tribune Company, and W.R. Grace. Section A. Washington Mutual. In Washington Mutual Inc.'s Chapter 11 case, the company announced on January 13th the approval of its disclosure statement filed in connection with its proposed 7th amended joint plan of reorganization. Approval of the disclosure statement allows Washington Mutual to solicit approval of the plan from its creditors and equity holders. The company noted that the plan contemplates distribution of more than $7 billion to parties in interest of the debtors' estates. Washington Mutual believes that the value of its estate and recoveries for its creditors and equity holders will be maximized by the implementation of the plan. The bankruptcy court has set February 9, 2012, as the deadline for any eligible stakeholders to vote on the plan. February 28, 2012, is the deadline for holders of preferred and common equity interest to submit certain elections with respect to the plan, and February 29, 2012, as the deadline for holders of dime warrants to submit certain elections with respect to the plan. A hearing to confirm the plan is scheduled to commence February 16, 2012. Washington Mutual noted that it is seeking confirmation as soon as practicable in order to expedite the distribution of funds to stakeholders and hopes to emerge from Chapter 11 by the end of February. Washington Mutual's plan is based on a series of settlements among creditors. Washington Mutual, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, which bought Washington Mutual's banking unit for $1.9 billion in 2008. Washington Mutual recently won approval to settle a dispute with investors who hold warrants related to a lawsuit against the U.S. government. Investors who hold so-called litigation tracking warrants will be given almost 9% of the common stock of the only part of Washington Mutual that may survive the bankruptcy under the reorganization proposal, a reinsurance company. The investors also would receive as much as $19 million from two potential pools of cash set up to pay different classes of creditors. The warrants are tied to a successful lawsuit Washington Mutual inherited when it took over Dime Bancorp in 2002. Washington Mutual won the lawsuit, which related to the savings and loan crisis of the 1980s, against the U.S. government. A judge in the lawsuit awarded damages of at least $350 million. Warrant holders claimed at least 85% of any award in the case was theirs. Judge Walrath ruled the holders were only entitled to a common stock worth 85% of the eventual judgment, not any cash. Because Washington Mutual filed bankruptcy, the common stock may never be worth as much as the eventual cash award. The warrant holders dropped their appeal of Judge Walrath's ruling as part of the settlement. Washington Mutual's attorney, Brian Rosen, said, quote, "The settlement ends an appeal related to the lawsuit and will free $337 million that had been held in reserve." Mr. Rosen said that the dispute had threatened to delay payments related to the company's reorganization plan. "Sometimes it's better to settle than to fight," Arthur Steinberg Esquire, an attorney for the warrant holders, said in court. The Seattle-based company filed for bankruptcy on September 26, 2008, the day after its banking unit was taken over by regulators and sold to J.P. Morgan. Part B. Lehman Brothers. Judge James Peck of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York granted a motion by Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. to exercise its right of first offer to buy the stake of Bank of America Corp. and Barclays PLC in apartment owner Archstone. Lehman filed the motion after the bank struck a deal to sell 26.5% of Archstone to Zamzell's Equity Residential and granted the latter an option to buy the second half of their stake in the apartment owner for $1.33 billion. Lehman has the right of first offer to purchase the bank's stake pursuant to the terms of their agreement reached in December 2010. Lehman, which owns 47% of Archstone, had been hoping to buy the rest from the banks for $2.65 billion. Lehman's bid to block Equity Residential from buying part of Archstone was rejected after it failed to convince the bankruptcy court that it would face irreparable harm if the sale pushed through. Lehman, however, can match Equity Residential's offer, which would trigger an option allowing the latter to then buy the other half of the bank's stake. Lehman can match that offer also, but would have to put up enough money to overcome a likely price increase. Lehman was planning to use $1.33 billion in cash to buy the Archstone stake. However, a move by Lehman to exercise its option will not necessarily resolve the battle, since under Equity Residential's deal with the banks, it also has a right to buy their other 26.5% stake. If it does, Lehman can and is prepared to match that offer, although it is not clear what price Equity Residential would offer for the other 26.5% stake. Lehman is considering raising the money by bringing in an investor. It has been in talks with pension funds, including Canada's Caisse de dépôt et placement du Québec and the Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board. Archstone owns nearly 60,000 apartments in the U.S. and 14,000 in Germany. Lehman bought Archstone in 2007 in a $22 billion buyout through debt and equity financing from Bank of America and Barclays, which later became part owners when the buyout was restructured. Lehman's investment in Archstone is reportedly worth between $16 billion and $17 billion, including $11 billion in debt. Lehman obtained confirmation of its proposed Chapter 11 plan on December 6th. Lehman was hoping for its confirmed Chapter 11 plan to be effective by the end of January. Lehman filed for bankruptcy protection on September 15th, 2008. Part C. Tribune. Tribune's chief restructuring officer, Don Liebentritt, said in his memo to employees in January that it's possible the media company could emerge late in the third quarter of 2012. The CRO made the statement in the wake of a January 11th status hearing, whereby Judge Kevin Carey affirmed that he will consider confirmation of Tribune's third amended joint plan of reorganization in May. Mr. Liebentritt also said in the memo, the company intends to seek necessary Federal Communications Commission approval as, quote, quickly as possible after the confirmation of the plan. During the January 11th plan status hearing, Judge Carey asked rival groups of Tribune's Chapter 11 case to work out final scheduling details regarding confirmation of the plan filed by Tribune and its debtor affiliates, the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors, Oaktree Capital Management LP, Angelo Gordon & Company LP, and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Judge Carey said Tribune should face its final court fight over its bankruptcy exit plan in May this year. Tribune said it will still face a, quote, significant time lag between confirmation hearing in May and the ultimate effectiveness of the third amended plan as a result of the required waivers and approvals from the Federal Communications Commission, according to papers filed with the court before the status hearing. At the status hearing, the court considered the proposed schedules filed by the DCL plan proponents and Aurelius Capital Management LP for resolution of the remaining allocation disputes and confirmation of the third amended DCL plan. Following discussion of the proposals, the court established dates for the allocation disputes, supplemental disclosure document, and confirmation hearings, and directed the parties to confer regarding the establishment of a scheduling order. Judge Carey signed an agreed scheduling order on January 24, 2012. A status conference relating to the allocation dispute hearing will be held on February 28, 2012, or as soon as the court's schedule will permit, to plan for the allocation dispute hearing and to resolve any open issues. Parties have until April 30, 2012 to vote on the plan, and the court will hold a confirmation hearing on May 16th. Tribune Company, which owns the Chicago Tribune, Los Angeles Times, WGN Channel 9, and many other media properties, has been in bankruptcy since December 8, 2008. Part D. W.R. Grace. Judge Ronald Buckwalter of the U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware affirmed in its entirety the order confirming W.R. Grace & Company and its debtor affiliates' plan of reorganization. All plan objections were denied. There comes a time when finality of litigation is needed. Having already been pending for 12 years, the time for finality has arrived in this case. Allowing otherwise would have detrimental effects for both Grace and its creditors, most especially the significant number of claimants suffering from deadly pleural disease, Judge Buckwalter said in his memorandum opinion dated January 30th. Judge Judith Fitzgerald confirmed Grace's plan a year ago. The plan is co-proposed by the Official Committee of Asbestos Personal Injury Claimants, the Official Committee of Equity Security Holders, and the Asbestos Future Claimants Representative. The plan was among many exit plans filed by Grace and other parties in the bankruptcy case. The confirmed plan was filed in September 2008 and underwent several amendments. This is another necessary step in emerging from Chapter 11, said Fred Festa, chairman and CEO. Two federal courts have now ruled that our joint plan is fair to all parties. I am optimistic that the legal process related to our joint plan is coming to an end and we can emerge in the near future, said Mr. Festa. It is time to put the joint plan into effect so that money can begin to flow to claimants who have been waiting for more than a decade to be compensated, and Grace can move forward as well. I look forward to Grace emerging from Chapter 11 as a vibrant, growing company with a great future. The timing of Grace's emergence from bankruptcy depends on a number of factors, including whether there are further appeals to the joint plan, whether Grace may emerge with those appeals outstanding, and whether conditions to payments from third parties can be satisfied or waived. Grace filed for Chapter 11 reorganization in 2001 to protect itself from more than 100,000 personal injury claimants. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the January Report. The report concludes in Part 5.